counterterrorism officials have been trying to prevent the self-described Islamic State from recruiting Americans. And later today, officials in Minneapolis, Minnesota, unveil a $1 million program intended to help. Local Muslims are not so sure. They contend this program stigmatizes Muslims. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has early details.
Minneapolis Somalis have been asking for youth programs for years. Their wait is finally over. Minnesota's U.S. Attorney, Andrew Luger, is expected to unveil a plan this afternoon.
The money has been received, and I'm going to lay out how we're spending some of it right away, and the rest of it will be spent over time.
He first introduced parts of the plan at a White House summit on countering violent extremism back in February. The idea was to make the Somali community more resilient and better able to battle ISIS's attempts to radicalize its children.
I just had a meeting the other night with 30 Somali mothers who expressed the concern about radicalization in the teens, in their families and others.
But until now, Luger has only been able to offer them promises. Now there's actually money from foundations, the state of Minnesota, and the federal government. Among the initiatives, a Big Brothers, Big Sisters Somali mentoring program, something the Twin Cities has never had before. Also getting money, a program called Opportunity Hub, which will help Somali youth put together resumes, learn how to interview for jobs, and find new positions as they open up. While this might seem like common sense and uncontroversial, just talking about violent extremism has made some in the Somali community feel unfairly singled out.
The way the program is initially set up, it's already problematic from that point of view.
Jaylani Hussein is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Minnesota.
The fact that the only community that's being targeted by a federal program to address countering violence extremism is Somalis in Minnesota, or Muslims in general across the nation, sets a precedent that is very narrow view and stigmatizing a community that's already getting backlash and pressure.
Backlash like what happened to Somali students in St. Cloud, Minnesota. They reported being taunted and called members of ISIS. A former U.S. senator called Minnesota the land of 10,000 terrorists. In reality, over the past 2 years, nearly 60 local Somalis have either successfully traveled to Syria, attempted to go, or are under investigation for wanting to do so. So the situation is sensitive, and
now we have a federal prosecutor who is proposing to do more social service programs.
Hussein says a U.S. attorney shouldn't be in the social services business, and Luger appears to have heard him. A local nonprofit focused on teens called Youth Prize is deciding which programs should get money.
We've reached out to Youth Prize because of their familiarity with the community and their experience in working with the Somali community. They really will know best where the money should go and how it should be spent.
The move will also provide some assurance to the Somali community that the programs aren't intelligence operations in disguise. Luger said the U.S. Attorney's Office has signed a cooperative agreement with Youth Prize that keeps law enforcement at arm's length.
This is not about law enforcement. It's about crime prevention, and it's about meeting the needs of the Somali community that were raised with us.
There are two other cities, Boston and Los Angeles, that are supposed to set up pilot programs to address their own radicalization problems. But Minneapolis is the first to get a plan funded and off the ground. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.